right, guys. Welcome to another edition of True Threats Radio. We are in the last week of May. Unbelievable. Actually, by the end of the week, we'll be in the first week of June. 2007 is almost halfway gone. Incredible. And Bush hasn't blown the planet up yet. Well, it's a little cloudy today, but I can't complain. We had a really nice weekend. Got a good bike ride in yesterday. Enjoying the last few days we got left of tolerable decent weather. Pretty soon we're going to be into that nasty, sticky, humid gunk. Oh, it's miserable. New England can get really bad. But anyway, got a great guest lined up today, folks. We got Des Griffin. For those of you not familiar with him, he's got the Midnight Messenger website that he's been running for years. And in fact, before it became a website, he has always had a mail order business going back as long as I can remember. I think I first heard about him from the pages of Spotlight magazine, which is now American Free Press. He's got a huge catalog. His mailing list is going to be one you want to get your name on if you're not on already. He's got a huge selection of DVDs, videos, books, stuff I had never even heard of before. I mean, you name it, he's got it. If it's related to the Nouvelle Ordre or the, he has it. I mean, he's got reprints of John Robison's Proofs of a Conspiracy, originally published in 1798. With original documents from Weishaupt himself. So, I mean, you name it. If you can't find it, this guy's got it. And he's got stuff, again, you never even heard of. Protocols of Learned Elders of Zion. You name it. It's there. He's got it. He's got copies of Philip Drew, written by the advisor to Woodrow Wilson, Edward Mandel House, in which he basically laid out what was going to happen under the coming administration. It was written before Wilson was even in office, and yet he described how, under fictitious names, how he was going to be the middleman going between Washington and Wall Street, and how communism or socialism, as dreamed of by Karl Marx, would be implemented in the United States, and that the two main pillars or planks of the Communist Manifesto that would be implemented would be a central bank and the graduating income tax, which is exactly what wound up happening. So that's a fascinating book. You can get that also from Des Griffin. Anyway, so, I'll be introducing him in a few moments after the next break, which will come up in a minute or two. Before doing that, I just wanted to go over some quick announcements. We are still running the pledge drive here, guys, at RBN. So you can send your donations numerous ways. You can call in at 800-724-2719, extension 115, or you can go to republicbroadcasting.org and pay through PayPal. Or you can send a check or money order into the RBN office at 1015 South Mays, M-A-Y-S, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Again, that's RBN, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Just a reminder, you can get my two books, either one of them, or in fact several other books that I've posted at lulu.com, L-U-L-U.com. You can find my books simply by typing my name in, Charles Giuliani, and that's G-I-U-L-I-A-N-I. Among the books I've uploaded already, you can get Piercing the Fog of 9/11 or The New World Disorder, both of which are thoroughly documented, hundreds of pages, 8.5 by 11 format, huge book, loaded with references, with quotes, to prove beyond the shadow of a doubt that we are in the midst of a massive conspiracy to set up global government. You need a quick, easy, referenced volume that you can use to share with others to show that there is, in fact, this conspiracy. That's it. And, of course, the Piercing the Fog of 9/11 does the same for that conspiracy, which is all part of the bigger conspiracy for world government. All right, guys, stick with us. We'll be right back with Des Griffin. Should be very interesting.
We're World War III, rising fuel prices, financial collapse, trucker strike, North American Union. Our world has become a very fragile place, and we need to be prudent and plan ahead. Don't wait for an impending crisis to become reality. Then it will be too late. Stoves and More wants to help give you freedom from the systems of the world. If the grid is down and fossil fuels are not available to you, how would you heat your home, cook your food, and heat your water? People, we need to be more independent and able to take care of ourselves in a natural disaster, political crisis, or financial crisis. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you the independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. With the right application, you'll be able to use these stoves all year long, not just during the winter months. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at StovesandMoreOnline.com. Food, water, and a wood cook stove are keys to your survival in a crisis. Take action!
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
And we're back. Ruth Hertz Radio. This is your host, Charlie Giuliani. My guest today, be with us for the full 2 hours, is Mr. Des Griffin. Up in Oregon, he has the Midnight Messenger mail order catalog. Very interesting. He actually, as part of the catalog, he actually has articles, too, that he writes that are a part of the catalog. Very interesting. Comes out every 3 months, I believe. He's the author of many books. My two favorite are Fourth Reich of the Rich and Descent into Slavery. Provides basically a detailed history of the New World Order, gives a lot of background information that you won't even find in any other books on the subject. Very interesting, very informative. So, welcome, Mr. Griffin.
Hi, Charles. Good afternoon.
Yeah, great to have you on. Tell us, what's some of the latest projects you're working on? Are you working on any new books or just busy with the Midnight Messenger articles you're writing, or...
Well, at the moment, I don't really have I have had the time to write any new books, although I do have one basically outlined, which hopefully will come out, if we still have another 2 years, in about 2 or 3 years.
What's that going to be on, or do you want to keep it a surprise?
Well, it's an elaboration of the information that I have in Fourth Reich of the Rich and Descent into Slavery, going more deeply into the occult roots of it, and the history of the plan to create a new world order, and going back to the very roots of the British Empire.
Yeah, Mr. Griffin's an expert on multiple subjects pertaining to the New World Order, Zionism, Freemasonry, the whole history of, you know, Weishaupt, how the whole thing started in the first place, and following it right through, how they staged wars. I mean, there's any number of places we can go here. This is such a vast topic. The one thing that I found most interesting, though, is your elaborations on World War One, World War Two, all the background information of the various battles of those wars and what was happening. I mean, the globalists, as we call them, were really busy working behind the scenes every step of the way, all through the whole thing, weren't they? To make sure that they would maximize their profits and their power with every step that was taken during those conflicts.
It began to really move into high gear around the beginning of the last century. And at that time, of course, through the Pilgrim Society, the establishments in Britain and the Eastern establishment in the United States, more or less formed their own private club. And the objective was to eliminate the various world powers that were standing in their way at that time. For example, Germany, Japan, and Russia. They were the three main powers at the beginning of the last century. As a matter of fact, in Knuth's book, the Empire of the City, he did a tremendous job. He published that book during World War II, and he brought out a revised edition at the end of World War II. And in that book, he drew the attention of his readers to the fact that there were five basic ideologies at the beginning of the last century which were vying for space and for power. The first one was the One World ideology. The second one was the Pan-Slavic ideology. The third one was Asia for the Asiatics. Number four was Pan-Germanism. And the fifth one particularly pertains to the United States, and that was Pan-American isolationism. Of course, under the Monroe Doctrine, the basis of which, of course, was, among other things, George Washington's farewell address. Ever since the time of George Washington, up until the turn of the last century, America was basically isolationist.
Right. And Monroe then, Doctrine.
And then, as I said earlier, then you had the amalgamation of the British establishment, the Eastern establishment, and as a result of that, we saw the end of the Monroe Doctrine, the end of the basic principles on which the United States Republic, or the American Republic, was based or built. And that ever since that time, we have seen the implementation of the plan to spread Anglo-American power and to create a new world order after eliminating all the other enemies or perceived enemies.
You know, to show just how rigged this is, and I'm sure you're aware of this, I think it might even be in one of your books. I don't remember now. I've read this from numerous places. But the Rees Commission, which was, in 1953, they examined...
Yes.
What's that?
You can read... of course, as far as the Rees Commission, the book called Foundations, which is available, incidentally, through Emissary Publications, it tells... about how the various foundations, the Ford Foundation, the Rockefeller Foundation, the Mellon Foundation, et cetera, were all created in the early part of the last century. And it was they who were instrumental in financing the various colleges, or as I prefer to say it, the brainwashing institutions across the country, which would brainwash the American people out of the basic pro-American ideology and brainwash them into the acceptance of the New World Order ideology.
Yeah, the Carnegie Institute had their papers examined by the Rees Commission, and they actually stated in those papers, the Carnegie Institute for International Peace, whatever that means, that it was their intention to involve the U.S. in a global war that they were planning. I think it was it 1909 or 1910, these meeting minutes? And they actually said the biggest problem for them was how to involve the U.S. in this war.
Yes, exactly. And of course, as has so frequently happened over the last 100 years, the ploys and the plots that they through which they involved the United States in the First World War and also in the Second World War and almost certainly string of wars in between and after, were all phony and fake. For example, like 9/11. That was basically planned, and they were waiting for the opportunity of creating another Pearl Harbor, and that, of course, happened on 9/11/01.
Sure. A new Pearl Harbor.
And then, of course, as a result of that, we had the hideously misnamed Homeland Security and Patriot Act. There certainly isn't anything patriotic about the Patriot Act, and there certainly isn't anything related to true Homeland Security in the Homeland Security legislation.
Right. Oh, they always do that. They doublespeak with these phony names like New Freedom Initiative. It's absolutely repulsive and very transparent what they're doing here.
Of course, unfortunately, as a result of the brainwashing and our indoctrination that they've received in schools and colleges for many, many decades now, that the people haven't been trained to think and to reason logically, to study, to reason, to analyze, and to think about who's behind these various movements or these various goals and aspirations that are allegedly for the benefit of the United States. But over and over again, we've been led into what virtually amounts to a straitjacket.
Yeah, they promise us security, and then they take our rights away. But, you know, people like Eisenhower in his farewell address said that you do not have to sacrifice security for liberty. That's the lie that has always been sold to us.
Yes, exactly.
And, of course, Jefferson said those who are willing to give up security for liberty don't deserve either security or liberty.
And here
we are. Here we are doing just that.
Look, but of course, as Carol Quigley said, are heavily implied in his book Tragedy and Hope, we only have one real political party now. We've got two branches of the same party, essentially. There's a quote. There's a quote in his book Tragedy and Hope. I think that well, you probably have heard it, but a number of your listeners may not have heard it. And it starts on page 1247, if I may.
Yeah.
He says, the argument that two parties should represent opposed ideals and policies, one perhaps of the right and the other of the left, is a foolish idea, acceptable only to doctrinaire and academic thinkers. Instead, the two parties should be almost identical so that the American people can, quote, throw the rascals out, unquote, at any election without leading to a profound or extensive shift in policies. The policies that are vital and necessary for America, which is to say in the eyes of the Illuminists, are no longer subjects of significant disagreement, but are disputable only in details of procedure, priority, and method.
Sounds like something right out of the protocols.
Oh, tell me about it. Yes, indeed. As a matter of fact, with reference to the protocols, I remember it's almost 40 years ago now, at which time I was living and working down in the Los Angeles area.
I tell you what, hold that thought from there when we get back from the break.
Show our heart into it. With my heart on fire, let it burn. Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves & More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves & More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24-volt refrigeration. At Stoves & More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves & More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Okay, we're back here on True Threats Radio. It's your host, Charlie Giuliani. We've got Des Griffin here as our guest. Before the break, Des, you were talking about, you were in the middle of a thought there, we got cut off, you would move to California, you said? Or
Yes, as in the late 60s, I was living and working in the Los Angeles area, and one of my co-workers handed me a Xerox document of maybe 100 pages or more. I can't remember now off the top of my head, but it was called The Protocols of Zion, and I read it very carefully, and then I went back, started from the beginning, and started to mark it up in great detail with cross references, and at that time, I came to the conclusion that this was almost too fantastic to believe. So, and then on the basis of that, I concluded by my own reasoning or lack thereof that it couldn't possibly have been written any later or any sooner than the 40s or 50s. Then I had the bright idea. I wrote to the British Museum in London and asked them for details, and I still have their letter on file. And they said that they purchased their first copy of the Protocols on August 10th of 1906. So as a result of that, I knew that obviously it was a fairly old document. And
yeah.
historically documented. But then I was absolutely astonished at the fact that virtually everything that was outlined in the protocols had been coming to pass since the early 1900s, decade after decade.
That's what I always tell people. You know, they'll say, oh, that document is a forgery. Hey, they can say what they want about it. But the simple fact is that beginning right from that time, 1905 or 6, everything in that document began to be systematically implemented. So obviously, whether it was a forgery or not, I don't care if they argue that point. The powers that be have been using it, following it.
What many people say that it was a plagiarism. Plagiarism of what? It is true that some parts of the protocols are virtually identical with documents that were published 30 or 40 years earlier. But what does that prove? It doesn't really prove anything except the fact that earlier plans or plots were incorporated in the basic protocols. It doesn't prove anything.
It lends more support to the document that they have been planning these events way in advance.
Yeah, just recently, matter of fact, very, very few days ago, on Rents.com, there was a very interesting document. It's a long, long, many, many pages in length. And it shows how from government files that were just released a very few years ago, that the United States Military Intelligence Division report on the protocols said that they had checked it out and that they, military intelligence, had found in 1919 that the document was in fact authentic.
And then you had Winston Churchill was quoted in a London paper, and was it 1921, I think, 20 or 21?
Yes. That's a very, very famous and a very important article. As a matter of fact, we reproduce it in its entirety in Descent into Slavery. And he goes back and he traces communism right back to Adam Weishaupt.
Mentions him by name,
In 1776. And he names a whole string of individuals who had participated in the plot since the time of Adam Weishaupt.
Now, what do you think? Was he sincere at that time and then became part of the system later and corrupted, or was he sort of boasting when he made that statement? Has he always been a part of the system?
Who's this now?
Winston Churchill.
His is a very, very interesting life and career. As a matter of fact, many, many years ago, when I was living in England and working in England, I held him in very, very high regard. As a matter of fact, he was probably my number one hero at that time. However, when I began to read more widely and have questions about various aspects of world history, the more I read, the more I saw and realized that although he did many, many good things and was instrumental in many great achievements, so there was, however, a darker side to him. And the reason he became prime minister, as I point out in Descent into Slavery, was that he completely reversed his policies at the end of the 1930s.
Well, the same thing happened here, FDR. You know, to this day, he's hailed as one of the all-time greatest presidents. He's one of the biggest treasonous traitors we've ever had until Bush came along. In fact, he was the worst. Stick with us, folks. We'll be right back after this break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Hey, folks, we're back. True Threats Radio. It's your host, Charlie Giuliani. Have Des Griffin on as our guest. Before the break, we were talking about Churchill and FDR being hailed as heroes, and now, surprise, surprise, upon closer inspection, we find the very opposite to be true. They're already talking about Bush. He might be one of the all-time greatest presidents. I'm sure the history books are going to record him thus unless people smarten up and get this guy impeached. But did you have anything more to say about Churchill, Des?
No.
I wanted to go back a little further to, I think this is something that you make reference to. I'm not sure now. I've read so many books that I can't remember what was in what. But you know the famous letter of Albert Pike to Mazzini?
His famous letter to Mazzini.
And, you know, that's been used to show, you know, the planning that was going on in advance. Of course, for those that aren't familiar, Albert Pike, of course, big-time Freemason, and he wrote a letter to his close kin in ideology, an Italian revolutionary, Mazzini, in which he stated that in the coming decades they had planned to orchestrate one, possibly two, maybe even three world wars, whatever it took to bring about world government. It went out into a lot of detail. I find it interesting, however, I'm sure you're aware, it has been brought into question its authenticity simply because, for one reason, it mentions fascism by name, which at that time wasn't even a term that had been coined yet.
That letter, until around the mid-60s, was in a private library in, I believe, Pittsburgh. And it was discovered and photographed and reproduced by William Guy Carr, who was a commander in the in the Canadian Navy. And he was one of the top intelligence men in Ottawa during the 30s and 40s and 50s. And then he wrote Pawns in the Game and Red Fog over America, among other things. And he had that document. Now, I talked to a close associate of his who actually lives about 25 or 30 miles from me right now. And he said that Carr got that letter, or a copy of the letter, out of the library, and he copied and circulated thousands and thousands and thousands of copies of it around Canada. And that was in the 1950s. And I've been trying to find a copy of that letter ever since, and I can't, well, over the last 25 or 30 years, and so far it's proved unsuccessful. But going back momentarily to Winston Churchill and his article, I'd heard about it, and I tried to find that, and then completely out of the blue, somebody happened to send it to me in the mail. from a British magazine.
In its entirety? The whole article?
Yes, in its entirety, and then we reproduced it in its entirety around the middle of Descent into Slavery. And it's right there for anybody who wishes to, can read it.
Yeah, I think I do remember that now. It's like a Xerox copy or something that you had included.
Yes.
That's a very astonishing article, because here you have someone of such high rank giving the whole history of the New World Order. I mean, he goes back to Weishaupt. He talks about Karl Marx. He talks about the current revolution in Russia as being a part of this plan.
Yes.
To unleash these evil forces on society. And, you know, even the World War One, and you want to say?
There's a book available called "The Last Days of the Romanovs." It's also available through Midnight Messenger or Emissary Publications, and the author there, who was a British newspaper correspondent in Russia during the 19-teens, and he was there during the revolution. And he knew exactly what was happening and who was behind the various ploys and plans and plots over there. And then a few years later, he wrote the book, The Last Days of the Romanovs, which is very, very revealing. And he basically comes to the same conclusion as Winston Churchill did, and the same conclusion as a number of relatively well-known individuals who were over there at that time on the scene observers. What they testified later.
Yeah, I mean, when you look at this from a behind-the-scenes perspective, you get a whole different view of what's been going on. These things don't happen. Well, I mean, even FDR said it, you know, history does not just happen. You know, if something happens in politics, you can bet it was planned that way. And this has been going on for a long time. It's the elites behind the scenes who make sure that world events play out in such a way that their agenda will be carried out, that their pockets will be filled. There are no accidents. And so, looking back over the past 100 years, all the wars that have been fought, and there have been many, can you honestly say that there has even been one that has not been staged in a back room, you know, a boardroom by the elites? There hasn't been one just war, has there?
I've read a lot of material and checked out a lot of reports and rumors and claims, etc. And quite frankly, I can't, as you said, I can't find one. It's as simple as that. The more you go into the various claims for the need for such wars, as the catastrophe we have over in Iraq right now, all of those claims have been proven to be bogus.
And what's so disgusting, I mean, you look at the death toll in the past 100 years, all the wars that have been fought. We're talking millions and millions and hundreds of millions, probably close to a billion people just from the war machine. And yet, you look at the Iron Mountain document, and it says that war has been a disappointing means of controlling population growth.
Yes. But
it's not killing enough people as for their liking, in other words.
Yes. But then, as they say in the same document, everything that we've tried so far has basically failed or hasn't been as successful as we hoped it would be. However, we will now go forward and we will create our own crises. And as a result of that, manipulate the people into conformity with our plans.
I mean, these wars don't just have to do with filling their pockets. They don't just have to do with imperialism and power. They have to do with reducing the population. I mean, they have multiple agendas involved here, and every single one of them is nothing short of psychopathic. I mean, it's just astonishing how blind people can be to this. It's so blatantly obvious, the criminality of the activity that these scoundrels are involved in.
Along that line, we do have a new video. It is by Dr. Stan Monti. That's called Genocide. None dare call it genocide. And he does a tremendous job of tracing numerous plots and plans and schemes to kill multiple millions and millions of people. And he traces it way, way back into the early part of the last century. So
yeah, why don't you go ahead and give your website and your address, too, you know, so people can get your catalog.
Well, the website is midnightmessenger.com or emissarypublications.com. And our telephone number is area code 503-824-2050.
Yeah, I can't recommend folks enough. You get this guy's catalog, Des Griffin's catalog. It's fantastic. In fact, you put it out, what is it, every 3 months?
Up to now, we've been bringing it out to twice a year, spring and fall. However, we've now changed the policy and we're going to bring it out once a year with substantial updates every month or two. All the new material, the books, tapes, and videos will be advertised as they become available. We'll put them online. And we will also make printed lists available.
Yeah, folks, you gotta check out the catalog he's got. It's just it's enormous. And like I said, there's resources in there that I didn't even know existed. There's stuff that I thought had been long since put out of print. I mean, you've got stuff that basically I don't even know where else you can get it.
No. Yes, that is absolutely true. There are a few other companies that have much of our material. However, they don't have it in as great a depth and as broadly as we do.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if you still have it, but I've seen Curtis B. Dahl's book, FDR, My Exploited Father-in-Law, which is a very difficult book to get a hold of.
Yes.
And that's absolutely fascinating. Anybody wants to read some mind-blowing history, this guy
was... Years ago, I had the privilege of knowing him and talking to him.
Really?
He was quite an individual, and I had a very, very high regard for him.
Wow, I never knew you actually met him. Yeah, guys, this is FDR's son-in-law, and he comes out and lays the whole thing out. He says my father-in-law's policies were not his own. They were created and handed to him by the Council on Foreign Relations.
Yes.
The ones pushing for all of this. And that he did, or at least his masters, did intend for us to get involved in World War II. all the while he was promising to keep us out of it. He wasn't calling the shots, just like even the current dictator isn't calling the shots. Doesn't exonerate him, but he's not the boss. I mean, the guy can barely tie his own shoes.
Well,
you know, everything is... Yeah, right. I mean, you know, everything is handed to them in a silver platter. All they have to do is nod their head with approval and grab their pen and, you know, sign on the dotted line. Or in Bush's case, scribble.
Yeah, well, every servant is worthy of his hire.
Yeah, there you go. But, you know, I want to talk a little bit about how, you know, World War One, World War Two, with both of these wars, the door was left wide open for another global conflict, wasn't it? After World War One, of course, you had the Versailles Treaty, which left things wide open for another war and Germany to be the quote, instigator. They actually instigated Germany to become the instigator. If things didn't go their way, if the League of Nations didn't succeed, they had intended to set Germany up to pay back debts that were impossible to pay back. And yet, this is exactly what happened. You know, as the 20s roared on and it was becoming clear that the League of Nations wasn't catching on, they drove Germany's economy further in the hole by making it more difficult for them to make their payments. And, you know, the Dawes plan, the Young plan, put them in even more debt, dwindling the mark against the pound even more. And of course, with World War II, they did the same thing, didn't they? I wanted you to talk a little bit about the how they set up the Cold War. They built Russia up to become this rival power that could be used as an excuse to engage in all kinds of imperialistic, militaristic invasions after the war by giving them United States Treasury plates. Most people are totally oblivious to this. In fact, I think it was from you that I first had found this out.
Yes, as a matter of fact, I'm just as we speak here, I'm looking for a quotation that helps to explain that. It's General Mark Clark.
Yeah.
Who was one of the 52. He was one of the top American generals in World War II. And in his book, in his autobiography that was published in 1950, he makes a very interesting observations about after the Germans were pushed back out of North Africa, then into Sicily, and then into Italy. And he says, and I quote, "Our team was so that." They were pushing up into northern Italy, and they were wondering what they were going to do. And he says, "Our team was soon broken up, and the Fifth Army was sapped of a great deal of its strength. A campaign that might have changed the whole history of relations between the Western world and the Soviet Union was permitted to fade away. These were decisions made at high level and for reasons beyond my field and my knowledge, not only in my opinion, but also in the opinion of a number of experts who were close to the problem. The weakening of the campaign in Italy in order to invade southern France instead of pushing up into the Balkans was one of the outstanding political mistakes of the war. Naturally, I am a prejudiced witness in this matter, because it was my team that was being weakened. But I believe that there was plenty of evidence from other sources to support my attitude. For instance, there was Marshal Kesselring, whose intelligence section was completely mystified in coming weeks when our great forward drive failed to take advantage of its chance to destroy the beaten and disorganized German army in Italy. It is incomprehensible why divisions were withdrawn from the front, according to one German general whom we interviewed after the war. Whatever reasons, it is sure that all accrued to the benefit of the German high command. After the fall of Rome, Kesselring's army could have been destroyed if we had been allowed to shoot the works in a final offensive. and across the Adriatic into Yugoslavia, and beyond Yugoslavia into Vienna, Budapest, and Prague. That's a quotation from General Mark Clark's book, Calculated Risk, pages 368 through 370.
So, you know, here's a person whose word cannot be ignored. I mean, he was right there in the firing lines. Obviously, he was not privy to the insiders' little club that was planning these strategies in Washington, or i.e. Wall Street. So we're getting a very interesting perspective there that tells a different story than what the history books do. We'll pick up from there, folks, when we get back. It's very interesting stuff. Stick with us. What it's done.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
World War III? Rising fuel prices? Financial collapse? Trucker strike? North American Union? Our world has become a very fragile place, and we need to be prudent and plan ahead. Don't wait for an impending crisis to become reality. Then it will be too late. Stoves and More wants to help give you freedom from the systems of the world. If the grid is down and fossil fuels are not available to you, how would you heat your home, cook your food, and heat your water? People, we need to be more independent and able to take care of ourselves in a natural disaster, political crisis, or financial crisis. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you the independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. With the right application, you'll be able to use these stoves all year long, not just during the winter months. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at stovesandmoreonline.com. Food, water, and a wood cook stove are keys to your survival in a crisis. Take action!
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Okay, welcome back, folks. Truth Hurts Radio. This is your host, Charlie Giuliani. That was our guest today, Des Griffin. Historian, researcher, who's delved heavily into the background of the New World Order, written multiple books. You can get them by going to the website again. Is it midnightmessenger.com?
Midnightmessenger.com or emissarypublications.com. Or the phone number, area code 503-824-2050.
Yeah, that's definitely a resource, folks, you want to check out. I highly recommend, any of his books, but especially Fourth Reich of the Rich and descent into slavery. All the documentation is in there that we're discussing and a whole lot more. Now, I want to go back to what you were saying about Mark Clark, because that's so interesting. What we see happening here, folks, is that that World War II was deliberately not only dragged on, but they deliberately left the Russians in power. They did not march into Russia, of course, after the war. They could have, but they left them in power.
Well, here's an interesting thing, which I have in one of my books, and that is there was a conference held between the leaders of the so-called Allies in Ottawa in 1942. Now, this was well over a year before Mark Clark was ordered to change his plans. And at that Ottawa conference, it was decided that at the end of World War II, Russia would be in control of all of Eastern Europe. And, of course, as we saw a few years later, Russia ended up taking over virtually all those countries in Eastern Europe and even half of Berlin. So it was all according to plan. Now, of course, there's that famous quote from Benjamin Disraeli, who was the British Prime Minister.
The 19th century, yeah.
In the 19th century. And in a novel called
Coningsby,
he said, "So you see, my dear Coningsby, that the world is governed by very different personages from what is imagined by those who are not behind the scenes."
Isn't that the truth?
I think that tells it all. And, of course, there's another famous quote from Gary Allen in his book, None Dare Call It Conspiracy, and he's reviewing the appalling and apparently never-ending parade of blunders and errors and mistakes that our government had made over the previous 60 years. And he states in his book, "If we were merely dealing with the law of averages, half the events affecting our nation's well-being should be good for America. If we were dealing with mere incompetence, our leaders should occasionally make a mistake in our favor. We are not dealing with coincidence or stupidity, but with planning and brilliance." That's a quote from None Dare Call It Conspiracy, page 8. And I think that very succinctly sums up the whole situation.
Yeah, absolutely. Tell you what, folks, we're going to take another short break. Stick with us, and we'll be right back.